Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio talk show and podcast. I guess we're adding that now. It's true because that's what it is. So I don't mind. Very, very cool. It's a Tuesday here. I'm in lovely South Florida, and it has been hot. It's really, really hot the last couple days. I'm telling you, it's super hot. I washed my gal, her car this morning, Danny's car, and man, I broke a sweat washing the car. You know it's hot when you're washing a car, and you got to go inside to cool off. But that's all outside, and I'm here inside where it's nice and cool. Very, very happy. The coffee is strong and hot. My vape is filled with the essence of my enemies, and I'm very, very excited about today's show. We've got a fantastic band. Really, really cool band called Black Match on today. And they consist of Hannah and Ian. Hello, guys. How are you?
Hello.
Hi there. We're doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Doing fantastic. I was a little turned around throughout the day today, but, you know, when you get to be my age, you got to just expect some days like that, man. But we're all good now. So you guys are in the central coast of California, right? San Luis Obispo?
We are. Yeah. No, not
nice.
San Francisco. Yeah, the central coast of California. Yeah, San Luis Obispo.
Yes.
Nice. Beautiful area. When I got out of college a few years ago, I moved to San Diego, which means that you travel all over California because it's San Diego. No, I'm kind of kidding. But, you want to see things when you're out there. I love that country. Okay. It's beautiful.
Yeah, we're very, very
lucky. It's beautiful.
Lucky.
It's kind of like San Diego in a way. It's nice and sunny, and we live in a beach town, and it's all good things.
Yeah.
It could be worse.
Not quite as hot as South Florida. So.
No, I'm telling you, it gets too hot down here, but I moved here. I never really planned on it. You know, I came to visit. I met a girl, you know, bought a house, got a dog, that whole thing. And so I'm okay. I'm okay.
Yeah.
The palm trees look nice out the window. You know what I mean?
Yes.
What were you saying?
Yes.
It sounds like it's worth the heat. You got a dog, cars. Sounds all right.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. And I'm not in the music business. I'm a painter by trade. And that's what I do for a living. I paint pictures of people. And there's a real strong art scene down here. So it's kind of the artsy fartsy area of the East Coast. So it works out. It works out.
I was actually checking out some of your paintings a little bit before this. The stuff is beautiful.
Well, thank you. You know, I'm a visual guy, and when I got your guys' press kit, I looked at it, and then I realized, I said, wow, these guys are in the Witness Relocation Program, because, I'm kidding. I love it. Every picture of you guys has the black out there and on your eyes. Very mysterious, very interesting. Was that always a thing with your band, or a new thing?
I'm glad you thought it was serious and interesting. That's what you wanted to come across.
That's kind of the hope, is we're kind of trying to have sort of an artistic mystery around the photos. So I'm glad that's coming across in that way.
Yeah. And
I love
in an industry.
Because, Finish your thought.
In an industry that's like really focused on image and a lot of what you look like, we were hoping that it's focused more on the actual music.
I agree. I was just going to say something very similar. I like how it visually makes you guys stand out and whatnot. Musically, man, I'm telling you, the track Nowhere, we're going to play it here in a little bit. blows me away. When I listened to it, I was just amazed.
Oh,
so good.
Thank you.
So good.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I speak the truth. So tell us a little bit about, you guys are childhood friends, right? I mean, would you guys like live in the same neighborhood or something? Or how did everything come about?
Good question.
Yeah, we, Hannah and I have been playing music for a really long time together, probably around middle school. And we just grew up in the same town, and our families have been friends. And I've been friends with Hannah's brothers for a long time. And just kind of through knowing each other, started playing music a long time ago and just kind of kept doing it and kept plugging away.
Oh, that's very cool. That's very cool. Now, Ian, you're classically trained, right, on piano?
Yeah, piano is kind of my first instrument that I've been playing for most of my life. So that's sort of my main jam, and a few other things now too.
No, that's cool. Well, I was going to ask with your songwriting. Like I said, I'm not a musician, but man, I got to tell you, ever since I was a kid, all of my friends are either in a band or they're trying to make movies or now making movies. And that's just who I am. So I've always been around musicians. They throw the best parties, you know, that's and there's always a bunch of girls. So that's where I was always at. very true. But I, so I've seen a lot of different musical processes and songwriting processes. Usually the majority of people I know are either, it used to be acoustic guitar. Now it seems everybody has a laptop and are running some loops, you know, when they write or whatever. Now, is your main instrument when you are songwriting the piano, or does it just depend on the song?
It really depends on the song. I think a lot of times we start with a lyrical idea. Other times,
really?
It can be, sometimes, and Hannah, a lot of times will kind of bring in a lyrical idea or a melody or something like that, or I will bring in like a certain guitar part or a piano part, and I think it's really for us about maybe creating a mood, and if it's lyrics, sort of seeing what mood the lyric is bringing out. If it's with an instrument, then we're kind of just, listening to the instrument, listening to different piano parts and whatnot, and seeing what kind of mood it creates and kind of going from there.
Oh, that's a fascinating. It's so neat because you guys do create moods. I was listening to Nowhere, and the mood, it resonated with me on the mood level and then on the lyrics as well. It's just a fantastic track. That's cool that you guys do it lyrically sometimes first, too. You don't see that often. A lot of people don't realize that, that aren't in the biz, you know. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah,
it's cool. Sometimes it is a little different, but Hannah and I get into a lot of conversations about certain things in our lives, and a lot of these songs have sort of originated from those conversations and just kind of being like, hey, this is tough, or like, we're really enjoying this, or this is crazy to think about certain things in this way. And then we sort of branch off from there and try to create a theme lyrically. And that, can be a start and has been a start to a lot of the songs that we have out so far.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. It's rocket fuel sometimes. I had a friend visit me, this is probably about a year ago, and man, he was going... Hannah, you'll probably agree that there's nothing worse than a heartbroken musician or artist. it's bad, man. Women can handle that stuff, guys. Not so much. Anyway, he came to visit. His gal had left him, and, you know, he wanted to come. I'm sure you guys have known people. You know, he wanted to come down, sit on the beach, and drink a little bit. So that's what we did. And he was telling me, he's like, oh, I don't know how I can. I'm like, and he's a musician. Like I said, he's a country musician even. And I said, man, this is material for like 3 albums. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Write this down, buddy. This could be a swimming pool. You know? Come on.
It can be the best inspiration, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I remember I remember being my first heartbreak a million years ago. You guys probably weren't even born yet, but oh man, you know, it was, I think I was like 14, 15, something like that. And I don't think anybody had ever felt that bad. And I remember telling my father that. He's like, hold on. I've got a musician I need you to introduce you to. And I said, what do you mean? And he pulled out, he goes, this is a great album. This is a musician by the name of Hank Williams. He will understand what you're going through. And he did. It got me through it.
Yeah. And I feel that about painting too, but I think that's one of the beautiful things about art. Sure, people make art for different reasons, but at least for me, and especially with music, it is kind of like a therapeutic process, and we do feel a lot of different things. And to use that as almost a tool to like connect with yourself and other people through these songs or concepts and such is really rewarding. You know, I don't know if you feel that same way about painting as well, but kind of that release that you feel is something that's really special.
I do. You know, it's funny. You can actually, if somebody were to chart it, they can say, when I don't, I usually paint, it depends on what's going on, like you were saying. I'll usually paint, I don't know, probably 200, maybe 250, maybe more paintings a year. And, you know, yeah, if I'm having a rough year, a lot of paintings. If things are going gangbusters, significantly less. You know, I'm one of those cats who, if I'm having a bad time with something or whatever, something's, you know, got me in the blues, I throw myself into work. That's how I deal with.
Interesting. Yeah.
Bottle those feelings, not bottle them up, but like you said, channel them out into something useful, you know? And it's not like I'm going to sit around and talk about them. No.
Exactly. Yeah, and there's something cool about, I mean, we're trying to, a lot of times, again, create music that lets you kind of sit in sadness, if it's sadness or if it's any other kind of emotion. It's about the lyrics, but then it's also about a bunch of the music surrounding the lyrics and sort of an all-encompassing thing where you can just kind of sit in those feelings and in those emotions, and that can be a powerful thing.
Yeah.
Well, one of the cool things, I didn't, when I got the press package, I always get these digital press kits, they call them, the DKP or DPK, and it always has the genre on there. And I saw your guys' genre, and it was listed as dream folk. And I'm like, what the hell is that? You know, that was my first thought. And then I thought about it, and I was like, well, what is this going to be? Is this going to be like... you know, Heaven or Las Vegas or something, or Mazzy Star or something. You know, I was trying to put a band that I was familiar with to that. And I'm like, well, why don't I just listen to the track and then I'll know. And I had this internal monologue, you know, and I did. And I'm like, one of the cool things about your music that you're absolutely right, but it kind of amplifies what you bring into it. You know, I could see that going either way. And I think that's cool, you know. That's very cool.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, I feel like we kind of bring into it folk music, and then we collaborate and we work with a producer down in LA, and he is really savvy with all of the production techniques and all that. And so it sort of brings in a different element with lots of different sounds and lots of different things to try to accentuate the lyrics and all that stuff. So yeah, it kind of melding of folk and more contemporary sounds.
Mm. Oh, it's fantastic. Like I said, I'm a huge fan of Nowhere. I listened to Cover Your Eyes. Just really, really good. And
thank you.
Awesome.
Good stuff.
Very cool.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just gonna say the Cover Your Eyes song isn't out yet, but wow, we were just gonna say that one's gonna come out this coming month on July 23rd.
Oh. Sorry, I didn't mean to step in it.
No, that's okay. It's not a secret. We're excited for it to come out.
Thanks for listening to it and talking about it.
Oh yeah, absolutely, man, absolutely. Well, I listened to Nowhere, and I'm like, man, I want to hear more. What else do we got in this box here, you know? And sure enough, there it sat. So I'm like, well, I gotta listen to it.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beatty, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Right now at Sprint, get any next generation Samsung Galaxy phone and get the new Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless pro-quality images. Visit a local Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month, second phone $0 per month after $31.25 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires 2 new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all-natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique. L'ApothecaryUnique.com.
I wanted to ask you guys, as a duo, a singer-songwriter duo, is that always smooth sailing, or does that get difficult at times? And if so, how do you deal with it? You know?
Yeah, always smooth sailing. Always, of course. No.
I was gonna say always difficult.
Oh wait, Ian, what you were supposed to tell him? I'm just joking. Of course, yeah. It's like any relationship. It has ups and downs as well, but also we have like a really strong foundation of a friendship as well. Like we were friends for years before, and try to keep. You know, we were just having a conversation last night that it's like about open communication, and it's a lot of work and really hard sometimes, but also really rewarding other times. And in a lot of ways, you get someone to go along this journey with, you know, and that's a really also rewarding, you know, and comforting.
Oh, that's fantastic. That is fantastic. I'm telling you, I have a PhD in annoying women. know, my girl Danny will attest to that. I don't always mean to, but, or even realize I've done it. That's a big one. But yeah, you know, I can only, but we, you know, we're a partnership, of course, and, you know, we're engaged and all that, but we don't, you know, we don't paint together. You know, we're not doing stuff creatively. She has her creative stuff she does, and I have mine. And it's a little easier, I think. You know, I can only imagine, man, I'd have to grow some patience muscles if we were actually painting together. You know, you're doing it wrong. It should be this way. Well, that's cool that you guys can handle that, though, you know, and it's cool that you found each other. And even in such a, I mean, you know, what is there, 8 billion people on the planet now, and you guys found something that works. That's pretty cool. You know, that's not always the case. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it is cool for sure. I think it's always hard to collaborate artistically, you know, and yeah. Hannah and I are working out the kinks always, you know, and trying to figure out what the best way is to come into a room with ideas and, how to write together better, and it's always a process. So we're still working on that, you know. Like I'm totally an artistic person that likes to like try and figure every part of it out by myself. So like trying to expand that for me and then bring Hannah into it, and then like I don't know, it's just us working together. It's like it's not perfect ever, but it's a process that you know, continues to get better, I think.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. That's cool. By the way, Ian, I am the same way, man. Especially if my name's on the door, you know, it's got to be right. You know,
right.
But are you a little more laid back, or are you as much of a perfectionist as Ian is?
Oh, that's a good question. I think we are a good balance, actually, because so I'm not classically trained. So I grew up like singing with my family and don't have like training really at all. And so I think it's a really good balance in a lot of ways, where Ian brings a lot of technical training and also is just, really artistic and has so many great ideas as well. But then there's this balance of a little bit of like, hey, it's okay to let go and just like trust a gut of a melody sometimes, or we don't have to work that out or like forever, you know, like, let's just put it down for a second. And so I think we like bounce off each other well, or trying to work on that balance, you know? And so I wouldn't say I'm still like definitely hard on like myself and really want us, of course, mm-hmm. to make something that we're happy with. But also I would say for me, it's maybe not as much about like, okay, this crazy run or this technicality of it. It's like, if this means something to you, then that is like, why, like, if it doesn't mean anything to you, why would it mean anything to anybody else? And so I think, at least for me as an artist, there's this, like, what I go back to is this, you know, okay, putting my full self and my heart into this thing, because that's, I think, my job, you know. And if you can't control how somebody responds to it, but you can control how you put your heart into it, you know, does that make sense? So that's kind
absolutely
of where we balance each other out. Well, I think,
and that's one thing about your music that I found it's very genuine, you know what I mean? It's not it doesn't come off with a what's the word I'm looking for, a manufactured vibe to it. It doesn't, I don't listen to your music and go, oh, well, they knocked out 9 of these in one day. You know what I mean? Well, where some acts I have thought that, you know,
sure.
And I, maybe that's indicative of your environment where you live, you know, I mean, but it's, I'm telling you guys, any of our listeners out there, if you get a chance, man, drive up that California coast and check that out. That is a beautiful, beautiful area. Hard not to be inspired, I would imagine.
Yeah. Drive up to Big Sur.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You'll never leave. It's fantastic. It is. It's the best. Well, let's play. Let's play Nowhere. We've got it queued up and whatnot. And I want to talk a little bit about it and talk about the video and whatnot as well. And we also, before we play it, I want to let people know we have links on our show page to all of your website, blackmatchmusic.com, and then also your Instagram and Facebook page. And okay. If people are listening in the future, because at the end of the show we convert this to a podcast, if you're listening to the podcast, those links follow. No matter, I know we're on like 160 podcast platforms right now. No matter how you're listening to it, those links will always be there, however you're listening to it. So you can click right there and get to their website. And be sure to like and share. That's very important these days, too. People don't realize that. Very important.
Yeah, we'd appreciate that. Thank you.
In the algorithm music business, it's crazy. It's crazy, but it's pretty neat, too. It's pretty neat. Here we are talking. You know, that's very cool. So should we play the track first or talk a little bit about it first? Or how do you want to do it?
How about we play it first and then we can talk about it a little bit?
Fantastic. Fantastic. Here it is, everybody. This is Nowhere, Black Match. Check this out.
Nicotine, you're running through my lungs and into my bloodstream. Into my bloodstream. Aren't we all just in the hidden in-between? Longing to be heard and longing to be seen. Longing to be seen. Take my breath away and shake you all the time. All I want is you and get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind.
You
my face, my face. All I see is you painting next to me, but you're nowhere. I crave you in the dark, but you're not there. Taking sips of memories of when you came. All I see is you painting next to me, but you're nowhere. But you're nowhere.
What a track! What a track! That was Black Match, everybody. Nowhere. We've got Ian and Hannah on with us, who make up Black Match. Guys, man, what a great track! I love it.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much for playing it.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And now, Hannah, it's interesting because your voice. Now you say you're not classical. You've got a set of pipes on you, girl. I mean, man. That's
thank
just
you.
Some
that's
singing, huh?
Yeah, grew up singing a lot with the, like I said, the fam learned how to harmonize because of my mom, and just have always enjoyed singing and used it more as like a therapeutic thing. But it's a lot of fun, and I'm having a lot of fun sharing it now. So.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring, it's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com. Now, Ian, with your piano play, with your music, we should say, not just piano, guitar, you do all kinds of stuff. Let me ask you this, and there's a reason I ask, because I get people that want to get into the creative field all the time. They want to do this for a living and whatnot. I imagine you probably, you know, they hear your music and they're like, oh, I want to be doing what this guy's doing, man. Do you still practice all the time and whatnot?
Yeah, that's actually an interesting question. I most of my life I had to practice a certain amount of day. I practiced at least 30 minutes a day on the piano, playing classical piano, and then that was almost like schoolwork. Like I had to do that every day, and then I'd kind of play guitar and stuff in my free time. But yeah, you know, at this point, I think it's just different sort of seasons of life as a musician, or different stages, not stages, but maybe just different seasons of my life as a musician. But it's just a little different now. A lot of our stuff, The stuff that we're playing as a duo, it's really not very technical. It's more about just like writing songs that we really put our heart into and really kind of digging deep and trying to, yeah, set a mood and get inspired to write. So it's really at this point, at least with this project, I definitely practice some on my own, but when we're doing Black Match stuff, it's a lot of trying to get inspired and working to stay inspired and to write and put our hearts out there. So just a little bit different than the technical practice.
I gotcha. And what I take away from that answer, for you listeners out there, you people that want to be doing, you want to be doing it. That's great, and you should do it. Always follow your dreams, but you have to learn your craft. And it took Ian a while to get to the point. Now he's got all these tools. He can go, oh, we're doing this. How about we try it this way? And he knows what to do. And that's a good place to be.
I think those skills are super important. So if you're, just learning an instrument or anything like that, you got to keep plugging along and keep going hard. You just have more tools in your back pocket. As Hannah mentioned earlier, it is interesting. Sometimes I need to tone down the technicality and just kind of play what I feel. But, it takes a while to get to that point where you can just kind of play and make it sound how you feel. Mm-hmm. And that takes a while. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. And plus, if you just focus on the technical all the time, you go crazy. Look at that Beethoven cat. Look how he wound up. You know what I mean? You need somebody there to
They all seem to go
all of that. That's what I tell people all the time. They're like, so this art thing, I said, yeah. I said, I don't try to take it too. I take my work seriously, not myself. I want to keep both my ears. That's the
good motto.
The goal.
That's a good motto. Yeah.
I love it.
Exactly. Well, that's cool. So, and we mentioned before, next month, right, is the plan for, before we get into that, let's talk about the video, because you guys have a really cool video for Nowhere as well. I always ask my musician friends this, because there's a spectrum of, it seems to be a pattern I've noticed. They either, a lot of people either love making videos or they think it's a necessary evil. How do you guys feel about music videos and the process of making them?
Yeah, I mean, this is our kind of first time making a music video. We got to work with some friends of ours that live in LA and actually work on some like commercials and movies down there and such that are really talented. Their names are Lauren Myring, who directed it, and Tahila DeCastro, who did an amazing job of filming as well. So it was so fun, and I think as an artist to collaborate with other artists, I really enjoy that process. And so us coming in with an idea of like, okay, this is what the song is about, but also trusting their artistic vision enough to collaborate when, kind of a sweet spot happens or whatever, that's an exciting feeling. And so we really enjoyed that. But it was definitely a learning curve for us. We're not really in front of the camera often, and that was our first time doing really long days like that, waking up really early. So it was definitely a different experience, but it was, really fun.
Nice. And then Ian kept brushing his mustache, that's how that, and his beard, that's, no, I'm kidding. I don't know. Maybe he did. what did you think about the process, Ian? Were you a diva on set?
Yeah. Oh yeah, totally. It was super fun. I love anything on film. Is that like vein of art is amazing to me, right. And I think it is because I really don't know a lot about it. But it was incredible to have these awesome cameras and have these friends who have really been doing this a long time and know what they're doing. Just to kind of see, we'd be in a place and they'd tell us to do something and they'd shoot it and just how it looks through the lens of that quality of camera is just like really cool in itself. And then, you start to get like a whole narrative of all these scenes going, and it's just, we're really happy with the end product and really cool to see places that are special to us that are in the video. A lot of our hometown is in the video. So just to see it behind the lens of a cool camera and all that, it was like super rewarding and just really cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, it's a fantastic video. And for those listeners that know, after every show, I usually post on Facebook and on my blog. You know, I always say, well, they, you know, we talked about this or that on the show and whatever. And I'm getting ready to, you know, when I'm doing the post-production work on the show, and I'm like, and on the big screen right now, I've got up and I'll put a video or something up. And today we'll put that, the Nowhere video up, because it's so cool. And
awesome.
I want everybody to make sure they see it and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's a cool video. It's a great track, you know, and I'm glad the video is as cool as the track.
Oh, good. Yeah. We love, I mean, the idea of, like we were saying, film and music paired together. There's so much cool stuff that can happen when that, you know, is paired, and we were really happy with how it came out. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, absolutely. Now let me ask you guys this. Now, when you watch movies or anything like that, or even listen to music, can you set your musician self aside to just listen to a track that's, you know, on the radio or whatever? Or do you kind of pick it apart a little bit? Say, oh, they did this or they did that, or I know how they did that. Does that ever happen?
I think a little bit. I think music in film is a big thing that Hannah and I both like really love. And there's a lot of films that where the music is so important to it and so inspiring to us. It's usually, for the most part, whenever we talk about something, it's because we listened or heard something in a film or like a TV show or something like that that really inspired us.
Yeah.
And so it's usually stuff that's really amazing. And there's so much amazing art out there, you know, via like music and film that we just hear so much awesome stuff. And it's, I think it's pretty easy for us to sit back and listen, because at the end of the day, we're really just big fans of it.
Yeah,
right.
That's a great way to put it. I think first and foremost, we've always just been fans. You know, before we were had a band together, we were fans of people, whether that's of film or of these artists, and really connected over those. And I hope to always be a fan. But of course, you could put on another hat and say like, okay, I'm a fan. This felt like super inspiring, and share that with each other. But then, of course, there are times where I'm sure, just like you technically look at a painting and you're like, okay, either I could do that, or this is maybe how they did this, or this is how they did this, you know, of course, like those are different moments, but I hope to always be a fan and always be inspired by, you know, people that are making amazing stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I went to an art show, I don't know, about a month ago with some friends of mine. They said, when you look at a painting, you look like the Terminator finding a victim or something, you know, was there like a little computer program running in your head? I said, kind of.
Yeah.
The reality is, I'm looking for easier ways to do things. You know, I'm like,
sure,
oh, I like
sure,
that.
Sure.
But with music,
yeah.
I got to tell you, as a painter with music, and I post this so many times on my blog or something, I'll post a video or something of a track, and I'm like, man, this track is amazing. There's about 100 painting ideas in this track. Because that's where I get a lot of ideas, is music I listen to.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Elbae Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mdmmusicllc.com. That's mdmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Yeah, that's really cool for us to hear, too. We, like, talk a lot about how cool it is when you just how different art sort of helps other people create their art. One of our friends did a video to one of our videos recently, and I think that was one of the coolest things for us, because we're like, oh my god, we just kind of made this track, and it's a song that we had written and that had been produced, and then that sort of that art sort of helped create this whole dance, which is this whole other kind of art. So we're always so excited when our art inspires.
That's cool. Well, it's definitely inspiring work, you know. It's really, and it's good. I'm telling you, I'm not just saying that, you know.
No.
If you ever wake up and you're having one of those days, say, well, Jamie thinks it's good, so we
Thanks,
better
Jamie.
Keep at
it. You probably said it to everybody.
No, it's not true. Usually it's the other way. I'll tell you, man, the reality is, man, gosh, some days I wake up and I'm just like, oh, I don't want to do it today. I don't want to do it. And somebody a long time ago told me, they said, no matter what you do, you know, you can do anything you want in the world. And, you know, you got to try to be your best at it. But if you're really passionate about something, you have to love it, even when you hate it. You know, there's no choice. You have to do it. And and that's so true. That's so true. In my gig, I get a lot of commission work. And the reality is that pays a lot of bills, and there's nothing wrong with that. I don't mind it, but I've painted a lot of kids and dogs, man. You know, but that's okay, because that affords me opportunity to do other stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah.
You guys will be getting there. You'll get there, and where people are going, well, we need Black Match at our corporate retreat to come and perform. And we'll say, no, we'll never do it. And then they'll push a piece of paper across the table with a giant number on it. And you're like,
yeah,
we'll be there.
That we both talk about. And yeah, like what you mentioned too, you have a lot of friends in different types of art, but that's like a crossover thing that we would love to do. Like Ian's obviously really, you know, talented and classically trained, but we'd love to like score stuff, you know, for a film someday, that type of thing.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's like, I think even crossover is something exciting as well. So
And there's some money in that, you know. I know some people that do that for a living, and you know, they have a sound production company and whatnot, and they
cool.
it's another job, you know. They do that,
yeah,
but it's their
yeah.
you know, they're musicians.
Yeah, of
but
course.
Yeah, they you know have a pretty nice house, and you know.
Yeah.
West Hollywood. It's not. No, I think they live in Silver Lake now. But
okay.
yeah, you know. They got
pretty
they
cool.
got the infinity
yeah.
pool. Let me put it that way. you know,
that's the marker.
Yeah.
You're doing pretty well
for California. Exactly, exactly. Although living in San Juan Obispo is not bad either.
that's
very
cool.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Oh man.
That's true. Yeah.
So we've got the track we've got Nowhere. No, as we were talking off mic about that, that's available. People can get that on however people buy digital music and whatnot. And it's on Spotify and everywhere. And that's Nowhere. Now the new track that's coming out, we mentioned it earlier. Now this is coming out next month, did you say, or sometime in the summer, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Cover Your Eyes?
July 23rd, Cover Your Eyes is going to be coming out. Yep.
Nice. Nice. Very, very cool. I'm writing a note to message Angie after we get off the air here and get
oh, awesome.
Back on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
know, very
cool.
I'm telling you. Well, that's cool. No, are you guys, I know you guys are recording right now and writing, and that can be very intense. Are you guys planning on playing out to support it or not at this point?
You know, right now we have a few things that we're working on. One show is going to be actually in our hometown here in San Luis Obispo.
Nice.
And so, yeah, otherwise we're going to be hopefully playing some shows in LA later in this year. And yeah, that we don't have exact dates for a few of these things though, so we'll have to let you know maybe next month when we chat again. Hopefully, we'll have some dates down.
Cool. And what I suggest to people too is we have links up, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that. Like and follow, and on Spotify too. Like and follow, and you know, it's that way you can keep up to date with what's going on with the with Black Match and whatnot, and
yeah.
share. Very important. You know, ladies and gentlemen, if you dig a band or an artist or an independent filmmaker or something like that, or a film or something, if you're digging it, chances are your friends are digging it too, because you know they're your friends. You guys like the same stuff, so be sure to hit that share button. Doesn't cost anything, and it helps get the word out, and that's super important. You know?
Yeah, man, we appreciate
very,
you hearing that. It really is huge, huge, huge deal for supporting. So we appreciate
oh,
that.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. Believe me, these guys will tell you, they live in California. You know, there's when you're talking about playing shows or doing things or whatever, there's meetings that happen, and people say, there's usually some guy, you know, in some khakis, and they'll say, what's the engagement like? You know, that's a conversation that comes up.
So
what's
true.
That mean, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
How many people are liking that on Instagram? So like and share. It's very important. Oh, that's cool. That is very cool. Well, I hope you guys, you know, yeah, I know you're releasing singles at this point. Very smart from a business point of view. You know, people, we live in a an iTunes society. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with albums and whatnot, but I think it's very cost effective, and it's cool in the fact that you can release singles and see how they're doing. You can chart them and say, well, if we need to make a course correction, or if people are resonating with this, or you know, the Great Dream Folk you know, Psytrance experiment didn't work. You know, we can go a different direction. No, there was no experiment, people. I don't think those two would work together.
Maybe
but maybe, I don't know. Hey, you know, every time somebody talks about dance music like that, all I say is, you know, Lana Del Rey, Summertime Sadness. We all had to listen to that for about 2 years in every club we went to. Who would have thought that song would have translated? I said that. Anyhow, it's a great song. That's all I'm saying. Doesn't need to be a dance remix. It stands on its own. Man, I'm going to get emails for that. I know it.
I think you are. The Lana fans out there.
Yeah, watch out.
Oh,
they're
kind of mean, too. You know, they're like hardcore. And you know, the interesting thing about those, I was just talking at a party about that, about her, and or somebody had brought it up. And it's something I've noticed is they're not like, you know, when people talk Taylor Swift, you get a certain idea of a Taylor Swift fan in your head because that's the most vocal people on social media, you know. Lana Del Rey, man, there's no age or, you know, economic background. Old people, young people. Everybody feels very strongly about her music. Crazy. Lady Gaga.
She's got the super fans. She did something right.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I bet she has an infinity pool.
She's definitely has that infinity pool.
She's got a dreamy voice and an infinity pool, so she's great.
Oh, I'm telling you. Well, good for her, you know. Ride that wave as long as you can, and you know, that's good. And good for you guys. You guys are making it happen. Here you guys are. You're doing this, you're putting out music, and I mean, that's got to be a cool feeling, you know. We just shot our latest video, you know. Hannah breaks out her big sunglasses. And do you have a purse dog yet, Hannah? That's the big question. You can't get a purse
exactly.
dog. She's like, but I'm
yeah.
mom.
Yeah,
get a big
well, thank
dog.
Thank you. Yeah, it is a rewarding feeling for sure, and it takes people listening to that music, you know, to keep doing that. So we're just really thankful that people have been listening and responding really well. So we're super thankful for that.
Definitely.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I'm going to tell you this, and I mean, you already know it, but I've got to say it anyway. Keep doing what you're doing because you're real, real good at it. And it's so cool to see, you know. You guys are going to be one of those bands. I'm going to tell you right now, you guys are going to be one of those bands, you know, fast forward 5 years or so, and you know, you'll be all over the video channels and social media and everything, and I'll say, oh, yeah, they were on my show, and I'll be at a party or something. And we'll go, yeah, Jamie, whatever. I'm like, no, I got proof. Here, let me look it up.
Awesome.
Oh, that got
me. Thank you for saying that.
Thank
you.
Nice. That'll be when you guys have your own infinity pool. So that'll be right next to you.
Yes.
Very, very cool.
Maybe someday.
Maybe.
Someday.
That's awesome. Well, that's very, very cool. And like I said, folks, blackmagicmusic.com is the place to be, www.blackmagicmusic.com. And, yeah, it's really cool stuff. Go check out all the pictures and everything there. And it's a cool website. I like it. I like it a lot. And I like
Thank
your guys'
you.
Artsy style, you know. Good stuff.
Thanks, man. Yeah, we
good,
appreciate it.
Good.
That means a lot coming from
an artist.
Yeah.
Nah, we're all artists in our own way. You know what I mean? I just, I couldn't sing it, you know, I couldn't carry a tune at all. I can push a little paint around, but that's about it. Well, cool, man. Cool. Well, this has been a lot of fun. I've had a real good time, and I want to thank you guys for taking time out of your day and schedule to class to join up around here and, you know, be on the show, even with our technical.
Thank you for having us, and thank you, everybody, for listening.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, they're going to hear more because, like I said, I'm going to talk to Angie. And I should mention, I don't know how this particular part of the business works, folks. I just I deal with some people. And, you know, get a hold of them. If you've got a creative thing going or whatever, La Famas, we have a link up on our show page to them as well. Again, I don't know how that works, but they're mighty good people to have in your corner. That's all
they
I'm
are
saying,
good.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go wash Angie's car. See if she'll, you know, do something for you.
Angie's,
no, I'm
Angie's
kidding.
Best. Yeah.
That's awesome. Very, very cool. Well, they're really good people, and I'm glad you guys are working with them. They're one of my favorite PR companies to work with. Good stuff.
Okay.
Okay, folks, well, that's going to, we're right up against the time. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. We will be back tomorrow. We've got a really cool singer-songwriter on tomorrow, LGBTQ+. See, now don't send me emails because I forgot something. I put the plus there, and that covers everything. Tom Goss is going to be on tomorrow. And very, very cool singer-songwriter. That'll be at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I know at this time today, everybody, because I reread the email 3 or 4 times to make sure after I mixed up the Black Match email today. So very, very cool. So tune in tomorrow for that. And Ian and Hannah, I want to thank you once again for being on the show. You guys are awesome.
Wow. Hey, you're awesome. Thanks so much, Jamie. We appreciate it. The time.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I had a lot of fun. And, folks, this episode, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed on all the various social media platforms and all the streaming platforms, the podcast streaming platforms. The big one, of course, is Apple Podcasts. They used to call that iTunes, but they had a rebranding meeting. The guys in khakis and ponytails got together and said, there's too many podcasts. You got to change the name. So they did. So it's Apple Podcasts. If you are listening to the show, this show on Apple Podcasts in the future, hello from the past, do me a favor, like we were talking about before, doesn't cost you anything, hit that ratings and review. Keeps us up at the top of the page, and man, is talking to advertisers so much easier when you're at the top of the page. All I'm saying. All I'm saying. Very, very cool. We'll be back tomorrow, and we will see you then. Again, Black Match, check them out. That's good stuff. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Talk to you soon.
We'll see you soon.
Absolutely.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.